Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Don Callaway. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The left fielder, Merle Hoog. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bill Mueller. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Skeeter Webb. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Buck Ross. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Buck Ross. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, George Case. Batting second. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ray Hoffman. Batting sixth. The shortstop, John Sullivan. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank Croucher. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jake Early. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Merle Hoog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoog hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vernon. The throw from Tresh and he is safe. Vernon steals second. Ray Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. Ross reaches second base with a double. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0 for 1 in the game. Hogue hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 1 in the game. Case hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 1 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lodigiani moves to second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 1 in the game. Spence hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ray Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Ross hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 2 in the game. Callaway hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Callaway reaches second base with a double. Ross moves to third. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoag hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ross scores. Callaway scores. Hoag moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hoag moves to third. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Lodigiani hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hoag scores. Appling moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. Bill Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 2 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 0 for 1 in the game. Croucher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0 for 1 in the game. Early hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoffman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 2 in the game. Tresh bunts towards the mound. Wynn picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Wynn. Tresh moves to second. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tresh moves to third. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoffman fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hoffman. Tresh scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, White Sox. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Croucher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 2 in the game. Case hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Hoag. Case reaches second base with a double. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 2 in the game. Spence hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Case scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a line drive towards first. Callaway catches it and steps on first to double up Spence. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hoag bunts towards third. Hoffman picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Hoffman. Hoag moves to third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan fields it and throws to home to get Hoag. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan misplays the ball. That's an error on Sullivan. Appling moves to second. Bill Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-3 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoffman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Appling moves to third. Lodigiani moves to second. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a line drive into right field. Here's the throw into the infield and Sullivan commits an error. Mueller is thrown out. Appling scores. Lodigiani scores. 2 runs are unearned. 2 outs. It's 6-1, White Sox. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ray Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Croucher hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Callaway hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Callaway moves to third. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Wynn. Callaway scores. Moses moves to third. Hoag moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 7-1, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Appling for the out. Moses scores. Hoag moves to third. Two outs. It's 8-1, White Sox. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lodigiani hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0-for-2 in the game. Early hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bobby Estilella pinch hits for Early win. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Case hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lodigiani juggles the ball. That's an error on Lodigiani. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Spence takes first base on ball 4. Case moves to second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Trotter now pitching. Bill Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mueller hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Webb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a line drive towards short. Sullivan catches it and throws to first to double up Webb. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vernon bunts towards third. Lodigiani fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoffman hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-3 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive towards short. Appling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Croucher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vernon moves to second. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0-for-3 in the game. Early hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vernon scores. Croucher moves to third. It's 8-2, White Sox. Ellis Clary pinch hits for Bill Trotter. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary hits a fly ball into center field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Washington Senators, 2. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.